The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And today is the 9th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The first probably half hour is going to be kind of open line. I've got things I'm going to talk about, but if you've got something stuck in your craw, this is a good time to give me a call and vent here before you go out and go to work and be enraged in the inside. Jared.
Good morning.
Sulu.
Jared. Is fine.
Whatever. Here. Okay. Hey, by the way, did you cut off our the stream of Free Fire Radio to Russia?
I did.
Okay.
They are no longer getting it.
Okay. We're sanctioning Russia. what national day is it today? Or is it? This is National Stand With the Ukraine's Day. Stand With Ukraine. And it will be every day here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We stand with the Ukrainians. Yeah, with the country of Ukraine and the Ukrainians. They are in the midst of such a horrible time right now thanks to a megalomaniac named Putin. So, that's my day. And that'll be the day every day until this thing's over.
Sounds good.
Okay. What's the weather, though?
It's currently 50 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 71, a low of 39. Thursday, sunny with a high of 68, a low of 39. Friday, high of 75, a low of 41. Saturday, mostly sunny, then a chance of showers Saturday night with a high of 72, a low of 44. Slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 71 and a low of 48. And Monday, it looks like we might have showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 48.
Well, maybe we will get some rain this week. We need it. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a family business. It's been in there a few decades. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, down in some place in Central California. It's the customer service that Shasta Gas Propane offers that makes it so special. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. Shirley Papini was released from jail yesterday on bond. She's going back in on March the 25th, it looks like. The way they arrested her, they followed her, and she took her kids into school. And an FBI agent said that there'd been, went up to her and said, hey, your car, somebody ran into your car. And when she walked out, they arrested her. And she screamed, yelled no, and tried to run away, didn't make it, threw her phone away. They said that was resisting arrest. I don't know if that's resisting arrest or if it's just somebody that's not all there. So she's back in going to court on March 25th. This, of course, has made nationwide news. But, you know, and people go, oh, wow, you know, look what it makes us look like. No, wrong. This is one person that a whole community came out to support, their family. And my heart goes out to, you know, the rest of her family, not Shirley, but the rest of her family. And Redding and Shasta County and the North State, you know, we're doing everything, countless hours of volunteers out looking, all of these things. And the fact is it was a hoax promulgated by her, a planned hoax that when she was gone for 23 days or 22 days, staying with the man down in Costa Mesa. The whole thing is on her. And again, the people of Shasta County and the North State came together to try and help with this, you know, GoFundMe pages, everything. And this, we'll see what happens. We'll see if that she is, pleads guilty on this, is given a lesser sentence, has to pay restitution for all of that, that, you know, $150,000 approximately that the, law enforcement spent here just in the county and city on, this case. It has impacts on others because so much time is spent on this one case for so long that it had to have other cases not get as much attention as they needed back then. So, you know, it's a domino effect. Anyway, now, talking about Russia and sanctions. Remember yesterday I said that all these different places, you know, Estee Lauder and these other, you know, all these businesses were shutting down in Russia. But I said McDonald's didn't. Well, McDonald's made the announcement yesterday. They're shutting down all 827 stores in Russia. Now, if Putin doesn't get the idea now that we're serious, Jared, McDonald's is shutting down. That right there may be enough to have for the popular uprising of the people. Ford, GM, Mercedes, all the cars, all car manufacturers, they've sanctioned them. They're not doing business there. Oil companies have stopped. There's a list of like 250 major businesses around the world that are no longer doing business with the Russians over this. The ruble is tanked. Their stock market doesn't even, they've shut down the stock market because of what's going on there. But I was, you know, when you research this, you know, you think, okay, here's oil. And of course, President Biden is reaching out to our close allies, Venezuela, Iran, and Saudi Arabia to, you know, make some kind of deals to bring oil in instead of just expanding our own process, our own capabilities of pumping oil. We could do it. Again, short-sightedness on this administration when they shut down the Keystone Pipeline. That's 800,000 barrels of oil that would have been coming in from Canada today. More than takes over what the Russians would be sending us. We have the ability in this country to be energy independent as we transition over the next decades into a non-petroleum based energy system, which is possible, but it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, it's not in 10 years. It's over a period of time, maybe the next 30, 40 years. But we have the capability of being energy independent right here. And the Biden administration refuses to do that. They're going to make deals with Venezuela after he just called their dictator down there a dictator. Yeah. In Iran? What kind of deal are we making with Iran to get oil? Saudi Arabia, who has, we have stood with Saudi Arabia in the past, I'm not, you know, even though that their beliefs in their country, which is their country, doesn't coincide with ours. They've also stood with us when Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, when we pushed him out of there, pushed him out of Kuwait. We based out of Saudi Arabia. They, supported us on this also. So when you get into it, but Iran and Venezuela, are you kidding? Again, we, as everybody knows, I can't imagine anybody not knowing that we have this capability. Of course, Governor Newsom in his State of the State said, oh, we're not going to drill anymore. No, 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 because that causes the climate to change. And look what the problems we have. Yet he didn't mention the drought. He didn't mention the fact that, you know, that the Sykes Reservoir and other ways of keeping water, of preserving hydroelectricity, all of these. He didn't mention that. He didn't mention the drought. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we have, you know, we talk about the oil crisis or the energy crisis. What about the food crisis that could be coming? And is this something we should be worried about? Because where does the wheat, where does the rice come from? All right, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's our firearms dealer of choice. Yeah, we go down there if we're looking for a pistol or a long gun. If I need something done, like I'm taking my father's shotgun down to see if I can shoot today's ammo in his shotgun, and should be able to, except with the requirement to shoot steel, what kind of damage could it do to this older gun? Because John Bastiani is just a great gunsmith. He'll take a look at it and he'll tell me, like, in 30 seconds whether I can or not. He always has what we need in stock. Yeah, even during the tough times, he was still fighting to get stuff in there. And it's at fair prices. And veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. If you haven't gone down there, if you're looking for ammo, you're looking for the accessories, or you're looking for a new firearm, go see John Bastiani. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. help. The Seek Center and SCAR are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seek Center at 5400 Seek Center Drive in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients and special toys and gifts to the kids. No appointment needed. No insurance needed. Free COVID-19 at-home testing kits will also be available, along with free hand sanitizer and masks. This is a drive-through and walk-up clinic, so you can stay in the comfort of your vehicle and get vaccinated, or head inside and get vaccinated. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free vaccination clinic at the Seek Center at 5400 Seek Center Drive in Anderson, Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl Bott here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and except for Russia. Today, the 9th of March, and it's 51 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier Local Retailer. Doug Tooley and family there, a better-known business. Give them a call at 241-3474. All types of great deals there. You get the TVs. You get TVs only 2-year price guarantee. They've been here in business for over 30 years. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Hey, I'm giving away 4 tickets. I'm giving away a family pack of tickets to Turtle Bay. You know, they've got that new King Tut exhibit, plus other things that are going on down there. And I'll give this to the first caller at 605-4567. And it's good. It's an admission pass, and it's good for a family of 4 or 2 couples or 1 with 3 kids. Anything that adds up to 4, okay? I don't care. It's yours for that. And somebody's calling right now. You know, let's talk about food. We, you know, we've been talking about oil, but what about food? Russia and Ukraine are massive growers of grain, especially wheat. Russia produces about 10% of the planet's wheat. Ukraine about 4%. They provide about a quarter, 25% of all the planet's wheat exports. They're also exporters of corn and barley and cooking oils, especially sunflower oil. And Belarus and Russia are one of the largest fertilizer. Well, this is a busy. Y'all like those tickets, huh? Is also one of the largest exporters of fertilizer. And that's one of the things that Congressman LaMalfa said the other day. The fact that so much fertilizer comes from this region. I don't know. Is it a surprise that, you know, that cow manure comes from, comes from Russia? Okay. Now, this is going to touch. This is going to touch on the every food consumer, as you can imagine, on Earth. However, there are some good points. If you remember this book, it's called Famine, 1975, America's Decision, Who Will Survive? Well, the authors identified India as the nation most inevitably doomed to mass starvation and economic collapse. So, what's happened? Well, 1975 went by. Didn't look like we had that. You know, all these books that are written, the world's going to freeze over. Nope. The world's going to heat up. Well, no, not like they're saying. So now it's just climate change. Okay, so guess which country, though, is the world's second larger producer of wheat in 2022? Okay, I should make this a free car wash from Quick and Clean to the person or persons who can call in and tell me who is going to be the world's second largest producer of wheat, even though it takes out my whole next thoughts here, in 2022. You get a free car wash from Quick and Clean, the person that calls. And, Jared, run in here, and I'll tell you what the answer is.
I looked it up.
Oh, you did? Did you
well, I don't know if it's your answer, so I will come in and...
Okay, you better. Okay, so anyway, the now, India has exported nearly 18 million metric tons of rice in 2020 and 2021. Vietnam has vaulted from exporting basically nothing as recently as 1989 to second place among rice producers in the world. Okay. Now, the world's largest wheat importer is Egypt. And the director of the Egyptian Program for the Middle East Institute in D.C., characterizes the food outlook for Egypt as serious but not critical. Their reserves will be sufficient for at least the next 6 months, but they are the largest importer of wheat. They, Egyptian governments have been in the business of managing this for about 5,000 years. They ought to have it down by now. Okay, it will have an effect on Egypt when the prices rise from $250 or $300 a metric ton to $500 a metric ton. And the, but the state is going to pick a lot of that up. Yemen, Ethiopia, Mali, other disrupted states, however, it's going to have a bigger impact on. Now, when this happens, like when drought has happened, the Taliban and Afghanistan are going to have a tough time of it. The millions of lives. India has committed considerable food aid, and so the world can pick up some of this. What I'm getting at is there going to be a mass, scarcity of food? No. No, it's not. There's going to be higher prices, but there is so much more that the, that doesn't come out of Russia. You know, Russia and the, and Ukraine produces literally 25% of the wheat. Now, the prices are going to get higher as we've noticed, you know, gas. I'm not going to, okay, that's got to do with oil, and I'll swing back and attack that one in a little bit. Most of the world consumers hugely outnumber producers, right? And as a society, and an aside, in California, the farmer's been cut off from water. Yeah. And so that means the crops for next year, are they going to even plant? The water is being diverted. We aren't even building, even though the Sykes Reservoir has been approved and there's money there. We haven't moved on it. It's been, what, 25 years? Other things like this. Now, Sub-Sahara Africa. What about Sub-Sahara Africa? And you're thinking to yourself, what in the hell is that? Two-thirds of Sub-Saharan farmers, of Africans, farm for a living. When the prices rise, farmers produce more. They could produce a lot more. African farmers could soon double or even triple their output of grains, livestock, and other products if they use newer farming methods. Higher prices could encourage African farmers to adopt more advanced seeds, better farming practices, so that they start producing more food and start exporting it. The thought, though, is here is higher food prices may become part of an important part of Russia's anti-Ukraine propaganda, which will blame Ukrainian resistance to Russian aggression and Western sanctions against Russia for the higher cost of food. Are we going to have shortages of food in this country? No. We are a nation of plenty. Are we going to pay more? Probably. Can we up our production? Yeah, we can up our production. But when we have water problems like the drought we have in California, and let's face it, California produces a great deal of the food for this nation. We've got to find a way of handling that. That's internal, but that was going to be internal no matter what happened in Ukraine. I guess the bottom line on this is that you're not going to see the grain come out. Did we ever get an answer on the, on what's the second largest wheat producer?
Yeah, Jimmy called and said it was India.
Well, there you go. So that's it. The second largest producer of wheat in 2022, accounting for more than 13% of all the output, is India. Now, and then, of course, they also produce over 7 million metric tons of rice. They exported 18 million metric tons of rice in 2020 and 2021 marketing season. So India is not having that problem that in 1967 we said that India would be in a huge die-off by 75. Got to take a break. The reason I'm talking about this is we're fixating on oil and the cost of gasoline, which is the highest it's ever been in the national average, the highest it's ever been. And we're sitting on an ocean of oil and natural gas. And President Biden, and I will say this, if it was Trump, I'd say it for him too. They're not doing anything to expand that. We're not taking a look into the future and saying, well, Russia has done this. What's going to keep them from doing other things? Keystone Pipeline, expanded drilling, fracking, all of these things to make sure that we have enough oil and we can drop the prices down so the middle class and the lower middle class aren't being clobbered the way we are. If you're rich, doesn't make any difference. If you work for the government, they give you stipends for gas. Yeah, they pay for your gas. But for us, when I drive up to the gas pump, I just look at it. And there is one good news. There is good news though. We closed on a HELOC, a home equity loan. On our home, and with that, I was able to fill up the F-150. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Wind River Resort and Casinos got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moments at the river.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning here on the 9th of March, 2022. Dropped down 49 degrees, a little bit cloudy today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Crackmaster Windshield Repairs, bringing us this segment. Jeff's been in the business a long time. He's gone through a number of schools, but then all the experience he has obtained by working on windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is the guy to go to. He's not going to take any chances with safety for your family. He's going to repair it, and he guarantees it for life. It's a better-known business, and for a free inspection and analysis, take your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Did you listen to the words on that last song? My God.
That's why I was like, go.
Yeah, I was listening, I went, whoa, we better jump into this one before they get into just actual moaning and groaning on that.
Oh. It's Kiss. I was made for loving you.
It was
their most popular one.
Oh,
so I clicked it.
God. You know, Kiss. Hey, that was their most popular song?
At least on YouTube, the one that had the most views.
Well, I guess so, by 15-year-old boys.
Well, I didn't play Love Gun.
Please, don't.
I just want to also just point out
there's certain songs, let's just take that out of the repertoire. What do you say?
I need to, like, listen to the songs before I play them.
My gosh, you know, I'm getting comments here. Ah! You know, porn.
I just wanted to mention, though, separately from that, we did not actually block Russia from listening.
No, do not say that. I told my engineers, they set up, I saw them in there, they were putting a little machine on the streaming.
Well, you wouldn't want to deprive the innocent Russian citizens of listening to your fine program.
Freedom! Yeah, maybe I should tell them how to start an insurrection. You know, we could have 5 minutes of this is your daily insurrection tip on how to take your country back and actually have free elections, actually have a free press, actually have to be able to have meetings, have free meetings where you can, you know, you can gather together and you can have peaceful demonstrations without being arrested. Russians were arrested something like, I don't know, I hear anything from 5,000 to 15,000 people who are protesting, but the Russians are still protesting against this incursion, this war, this invasion of Ukraine from citizens in Russia. The world, it's finally coming together on something. Thank you, Mr. Putin, for that. We're actually working together, you know, for the most part. Sundial Bridge, blue and gold, lit up at night. We stand with Ukraine. With all this going on, it's hard to think about other things going on in our world. But in gutter, and that's spelled Q. A-T-A-E-R. Some people pronounce it Qatar. Okay? They had a beauty contest. Let me tell you. First prize in this beauty contest was $275,000. The beauty that won lips padded to perfection. The neck was long and poised, and the judges were sure that no Botox was involved. And they awarded this first prize, this cash prize, for the first Gutter Camel Festival. That's right. $275,000 because you had the prettiest camel. I'm sorry, but if you've ever been to the Middle East, I've been driving down the road in the Middle East. I mean, there's a war going on, and there's like 10 camels trotting down the road. If you go to Saudi Arabia, and when we were mounting out of there, you know, to fight for the battle in Desert Storm, they've got really, really good freeways. They've got great off-ramps. Of course, the off-ramp ends in a desert. I mean, it's nothing there. I mean, it just ends there. So we're driving down the road, and it's in at night because we're moving to another spot, and running alongside the rover, 10 camels out just trotting right along with us. Anyway, work was done to combat tampering, which is the use of Botox and fillers and other things, the chief festival organizer said. They were giving they had a recent festival in Saudi Arabia where 43 camels were disqualified after they found they were given drug enhancements to make their lips droopier and their humps more shapely. So they're saying you can have no hump enhancement during the Camel Beauty Festival. That means you can't make those humps bigger or firmer through surgery. I mean, how much would it cost to have implants put into a camel's hump? They had a professional veterinary staff and advanced equipment, and we worked to combat tampering and limit the spread of cosmetic materials. They're put through x-rays and other monitoring. The judges look at the size and beauty of the head, the length of the neck, and the position of the camel's hump. Those are the most important points. For black camels, the size of its head can be a deal breaker, but for white camels, the consistency of color counts. Okay. Now, a camel beauty contest. I don't know. I just got a lot of amusement when I read this. They said that the festival had been a success, drawing Gutter's growing urban population as well as its desert-dwelling Bedouins. Did I tell you I had dinner, or I had a meal, I guess it was dinner, out in the desert with the Bedouins in tents? And you come in there and you sit cross-legged, and in front of you is a large round metal pan container, and and it's shaped almost like an area that's lower, you know, it's part of it, and on this they put the lamb or whatever it was, and around it is rice. And so you think to yourself, well, this is pretty primitive. Well, it is, except we had nice china we ate off of. And there was Coca-Cola. There is our drink and water. And the way you eat is you literally grab a piece off the animal, and then with your right hand, you have rice, and you kind of make it into, you kind of form with one hand a ball of rice and the meat. And you pop it in your mouth, and you eat it that way. Now, the sheikh who came in last, and when he sat down, we all started eating. Now, I have this rule, my own personal rule. I don't eat internal organs. I just don't. There's nothing wrong with them. People eat them, heart, liver, all that stuff. I don't. And this old Bedouin looked at me, and he reaches inside, and he pulls out something gray. And he offers it to me like, hey, you're getting this. And I just looked at him, and, you know, I didn't want to say no. So I took this piece, and it was kind of a large piece. So I kept packing rice around it. I mean, it was the size of a softball by the time I finished. And I'm kind of biting into it. And every bite, I drink water or take a shot of Coca-Cola. And I was eating it, trying my very best to say, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And just as it was coming to the part where I was really going to have to bite harder into it and take a bigger piece, the shake stood up. When the shake stands up, that's it. Food stops. We all get up, go outside, wash our hands, and then we get into the coffee afterwards and all that. You can't imagine what it tasted like, Jared. It had its own flavor. It had its own consistency. It was horrible. But I saw him eating it like it was like, oh my God, this is like manna from the gods. All right, let's take, at least we weren't eating camel. All right, hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber. Mike Huber would be good at that. Mike Huber would probably eat it without the rice. He'd probably just shove it in his mouth and eat it. I've seen him eat before. But Estate Granite, let's talk Estate Granite. Let's talk about a local business that has been a great success. Mike Huber is, you know, besides liking fast cars and living for his dog, he has an eye for perfection. We gave him the keys to our house. Four days later, we came back, and he had redone our kitchen, and it was absolutely beautiful. The granite he put in there on the countertops, the splash, everything. He can help you design your kitchen. He can help you do your bathroom and other rooms in your home. He works by appointment only. So give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. He will meet with you for a free consultation, too. Take a look, see what you want, and see if you can work together to actually have something that you really, really are proud of. 7:46 in the morning, 49 degrees. We'll be right back.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
No shenanigans this month over at Black Bear Diner. Celebrate St. Patty's with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an Irish Benedict, Reuben sandwich, or corned beef and cabbage. All served from Monday, March 14th through Sunday, March 20th. Pair up with a beer or end with our new chocolate coconut caramel delight pie. Either way, make sure you go green at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebach. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, everywhere in the world except Russia. 605-4567 is our phone number, except for those radio stations that promote freedom of your First Amendment rights shall not be abridged. How many Russians do you think have got a concealed carry permit in Russia? I bet in all the millions of people in Russia that Shasta County has more concealed carry permits than all of the law-abiding citizens in Russia, of the millions and millions that are there. Why? Because you control the people. You can take away their First Amendment if they don't have a Second Amendment. Yeah, I know. 14 lessons from Russia's war in the Ukraine. Putin's decision to invade Ukraine appears to be the most catastrophic strategic mistake since the end of the Cold War, and by far the most dangerous. His invasion completely transformed Europe militarily and diplomatically. It revitalized NATO, prompted Germany to reverse decades of concession policies toward Russia, and saw Berlin emerge as Europe's leading voice in opposition. And in fact, they are increasing their defense budget by millions and millions of dollars. It cut off its highly anticipated new source of energy. It overcame its long-standing reluctance to support military conflicts abroad by sending significant stores of munitions to Ukraine. And by invading, one of the second reasons, we won't get through all of them, Putin has made a disastrous calculation about the military success and the diplomatic consequences of an unprovoked attack. He thought his army and air force could easily overwhelm Ukraine, capture the main strategic objectives, which was Kyiv, within 72 hours, and have faced little popular resistance. It was wrong. Now, he wasn't the only one that was wrong about not being able to take Kyiv. U.S. military experts also expected Kyiv to be taken quickly. His plan, strategic plan, coming down, building that land bridge, but he is taking the ports. The ports in the Black Sea have been shut down.
they expected to win easily, and it didn't happen. They thought they were going to be welcomed by the local population, eager to be rid of their fascist rulers. And instead, Ukrainians have been fighting them tooth and nail. Thousands and thousands of Ukrainians coming back to their country wanting to fight. Unfortunately, they don't have the weapon systems that are able to arm all these people. The third, the most important of and the unexpected outcome of the war so far has been the ferocity of the Ukrainian opposition to Russia's attack. His refusal, Putin's, the leadership of Vladimir Zelensky. He refused Joe Biden's offer to safely leave Ukraine, knowing that he was a top name on Putin's kill list. I don't need a ride. I need more ammunition. If that's not a t-shirt meme, I don't need a ride. I need more ammunition. That's got to be, that right there is a quote for the ages. His response ranks with one of the most famous from the American Revolution. When the British warships demanded Captain John Paul Jones surrender, he replied, "I have not yet begun to fight." And that's what Zelensky is saying. The support coming in, the surge of weapons shipments from NATO, unprecedented economic boycott of Russia by dozens of countries and hundreds of private firms. Adidas, Nike. If we can just get the NBA, if we can just get the NBA to come out and say, you know, this is wrong. We are against this, and we're all going to wear shoes that are blue and gold. Chinese are still okay, though. To the NBA. You know, we've had almost 2 million Ukrainians have to leave their own country. And here's a problem. It's not just taking care of them as they flood into other countries, but they have nothing to go back to, and many of their cities have been damaged. There's no electricity. There's no water. There's none of this. Disease. All of these will be prevalent in Ukraine when they get to go back in. The world's got to step up for that. Another one of his biggest mistakes in judgment was that ordinary Russians would share his revulsion at Ukraine's government and its independence. They choked all independent sources of news and discussion, including social media, and stepped up a blizzard of lies aimed at the Russian people. They've, as I said earlier, they have, arrested about 15, anywhere from 10 to 15, 5 to 15,000 people who have been protesting of this. Russian casualties, which was currently estimated as between 5 and 12,000, is rising daily, plus the massive incompetence of the military operation. And this you don't think we're studying really, really closely. They had overwhelming military support. They have a convoy that's just stuck there. It's run out of fuel. Pictures of Ukrainian farmers pulling a tractor off the road with Russian soldiers racing after him. Stop, stop. The losses won't appear on any official broadcast. They can't be hidden, though, from mothers, fathers, wives, brothers, and sisters who will soon realize they will never see their loved ones again. The other thing is that Putin wanted to divide NATO and face relatively mild pushback from Europeans who depended on Russian gas. Wrong on all counts. Now, every day, though, the Russians stay in Ukraine. It's got to be ramped up. We've cut off our other oil shipments to us. Yes, it's going to cost more for gas. Yes, it's going to hurt. But guess what, my friends? You're not bleeding in the streets. If this is a way to help push Russia out of Ukraine, we're going to suck it up. Usually, Linda and I we'll meet out when we're riding. And now we're taking one car out there, her car. It gets better gas mileage. When you go to the gas pumps, before you start, you go, Oh, my God. Yes, you can blame Biden for a lot of this. You can blame the state of California for a lot of this on these unholy taxes they put on us. But, you know, if even 25 cents on that gallon goes to help Ukraine be free, it's time to suck it up. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we've got Jake Mangus here and Todd Jones. Of course, Jake is from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Todd Jones heads up the Economic Development Corporation here in Shasta County. There's a lot of great things that are happening. There are some new things that are happening that I think you're going to be surprised to hear. It's 8 o'clock on the 9th of March. 49 degrees out there, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Along with the death, massive destruction, and growing humanitarian crisis, the Russian invasion of Ukraine now poses a potential nuclear threat. The decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear site has been knocked off the power grid, forcing a switch to backup generators. That's raising concern about the plant's ability to keep stored nuclear fuel safely cool, although the UN's nuclear watchdog says it sees no critical impact on safety. Ukraine's president, in a virtual address to the British Parliament, vows to never give up, to fight to the very end. And correspondent Charles Deledesma says the Ukrainians are fighting. They're putting up stiff resistance to the Russian invasion.
Russian troops have seen their advance slowed by fiercer than expected Ukrainian resistance, but they've laid siege to several cities, trapping civilians inside them with little or no food, water or medicine. Most efforts to establish safe evacuation routes out of several urban areas have failed, although Ukrainian authorities say Russia has agreed to a new day-long ceasefire along several evacuation routes. In an updated post on social media, Ukraine's Ministry of Defense says fighting northwest of Kyiv remains ongoing, with Russian forces failing to make any significant breakthroughs.
Steadfastly refusing to consider an increase in domestic oil production, President Biden warns of even higher gas prices as he announces the U.S. is cutting all Russian oil imports.
President Biden's announcement of the ban came before European nations, which are more dependent on Russian energy. Russia supplies 40% of Europe's gas and a quarter of its oil. The U.S. does not import Russian natural gas, and Russia accounts for less than 10% of America's crude oil imports.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Poland's attempt to help bolster Ukrainian air power has been scuttled by the Pentagon. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 660 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
New Zealand's parliament debating a law that would allow the assets of Russian oligarchs and businesses to be frozen.
New Zealand will, for the first time, impose sanctions independent of the United Nations. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said she'd been forced to act because of the limitations of the multilateral system. New Zealand will be allowed to freeze Russian assets and stop individuals using its financial system as a backdoor to get around sanctions put in place by other countries. The Ardern government hopes global action will create a wall of resistance against Russian aggression in Ukraine.
The BBC's Phil Mercer.
The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths globally have continued to fall in the past week. That, according to the World Health Organization, which says only the Western Pacific is reporting an increase in COVID-19. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. wildlife officials reverse a previous finding that a widely used pesticide could potentially wipe out dozens of plants and animals.
The move comes after government officials received pledges from chemical manufacturers to change product labels for the pesticide malathion so that it's used more carefully by consumers. Officials had said last year malathion could threaten the continued existence of 78 imperiled species. They now say its use on crops and home gardens could cause limited harm to many species, but is unlikely to jeopardize them with extinction. The finding depends on farmers and gardeners abiding by labels with extensive instructions on where and when to use malathion. Keith Peters reporting.
Congressional leaders have agreed to a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine. This is part of a larger $1.5 trillion stopgap spending bill. Keep the government running through year's end. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. She'll be back Friday. Trisha's going to be with me tomorrow. Today, the 9th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, we only stream to Russian patriots that believe in liberty. Putin does not get this. Good morning, Jared. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 52 degrees. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 71, a low of 39. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 68, a low of 39. Friday, sunny with a high of 75, a low of 41. Saturday, mostly sunny, chance of showers Saturday night with a high of 72, a low 44. Chance of showers on Sunday, then mostly sunny with a high of 71, low 48. And Monday, so showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low 48.
Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the customer service that makes the difference. That's why Shasta Gas Propane is so successful. They treat their customers as warm friends. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones real quick. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I just want to start off by saying I'm just a typical 9-to-5-er. And you've been around the world, and you've been in a bunch of military conflicts, and you know the game. Not that it's really a game. But I haven't heard the mainstream media or you, unless I missed it, talk about the four things Russia put on the table to Ukraine about stopping this insurgents.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, go on.
No, go ahead. And one is that they recognize Crimea as a Russian territory. And correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm mistaken, that Russia pretty much has Crimea in their grasp anyway.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And then number two and three is that they recognize Donetsk and Luhansk as independent states.
Yes.
And those, apparently, from what I've heard, are Russian-speaking territory.
Right, they're breakaway republics from Ukraine.
Right, and I don't know anything about Chechnya or any of those other countries, but how come nobody's talking about those
but
four
you,
things?
You forgot the fourth one, the biggest one.
I did.
Change
I'm
the
not,
Constitution.
I don't know
that. Yeah, they want them to change their Constitution so that they will never join up to NATO or any other Western
that's
alliance.
Right.
And that's the big
yeah.
one. They want, you know, change your constitution. And, you know,
the thing about this is, how would you like another country to come in? Just change your constitution. Take away that pesky Second Amendment. And I did talk about this when it came out. And again, they're dictating something to a country they've invaded. Do this, and we won't take Poland. Is the way I look at it. So
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but it's important. They put those out there, and Ukrainian leadership said, "You are not going to dictate to us. You're not going to invade our country and then dictate terms like this. We're not going to accept them."
Wow.
I mean,
gotcha. I completely understand.
Okay, buddy.
All right, I just want to throw that out there. Thanks,
yeah, well, it's important. It is important. We've talked about it, and we'll probably come swinging through there again at some point. Thank you.
All right.
And pick up your quick and clean car wash ticket today.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, I'm here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. And Todd Jones, who is the president, CEO, Watash of the Economic Development Corporation. Two young men who have their thumb on the pulse of the business community. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Really
good morning.
Great to be here.
Why the baseball glove?
Well, so my son Kobe is going to be 12 next month. He's on the A's in West Reading Little League. And we had practice last night, had the glove in my car, grieving the loss of baseball so far this year, which, of course, pales in comparison to the more important topics we've been discussing this morning. But I just like having it. It's like an old friend.
Is it kind of like a binky?
Sort of. Yeah. I think
we'll keep it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? The Colt 45s are going to be playing, though. And started after 2 years of not being there.
Who needs the major leagues? We got Rick Bassetti's Colt 45
and
right here.
You know what?
Historic
and,
Tiger Field.
And I know both of you have been to those games. And
yes, sir.
They are just a hoot. I mean, it's a great time, and we're going to be starting at the end of May. Now,
Todd said he's going to do the Dizzy Bat Contest on opening night, which is pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Because I heard you were singing the national anthem.
that's called clearing out an audience right there.
Hey, as I told you outside, I signed you both up for the International Legion to fight in Ukraine. You just stick really close to Todd.
See, the thing is that I'm here with two Marines, and I'm just an Air Force dad, so I'll be way behind you guys in the air-conditioned situation that my son sets up for me.
Yeah, well, okay.
At least that's the story I hear, right?
That's what
I'm a pogue too, so I just do things behind the scenes. What is it? 7 Marines for one person in the field or something?
Well, here, let's look at it like this: that in the Ukraine there is everything's a front line, just like it was in Iraq and Afghanistan. There is no such thing as I'm back here,
yeah,
that type of thing. There's so much going on.
You have
a big event happening April 6th.
That's right. Yeah, we are pleased to be partnering with KCNR on this event, which is our Chamber's Government Affairs Committee is hosting the forum for the supervisor races. And what we're looking at right now is we may be, and I'm just going to say this, we are going to be separating out District 1 from District 5. So on April 6th, we're going to have the District 1 Supervisorial Forum. And what's cool about this, that's a little bit different than what we've done in the past, is the questions and the issues that we address are going to come from our membership. And we're going to be sending out a survey next week to get some great information on what is of greatest importance to our members at this time. And I'm speaking right next to one of my board members, Todd Jones. So this is probably, and he's been familiar with this whole thing, but it might be, those specifics might be new to him too.
Now, the Chamber of Commerce has done away with, advocating for any candidate.
Well, the thing for us is that the only difference going forward, and this is of course the rule of communication, number one is you gotta know your audience. So we're constantly surveying our members to find out what they want and what do they want from us, right? So, When it comes to political action, what we heard loud and clear is that they want the chamber to be a strong advocate for them. They want us to be able to seek the truth and give them information they can trust on issues and on candidates, but they don't necessarily want us to tell them how to vote. So we're taking that approach. We're going to be a strong advocate. We're going to make a promise to our members and our greater business community that you will know where the candidates stand on the issues of greatest importance to you related to business when you vote. And I think that industry-wide, we're seeing that as well. Chambers of Commerce, as a trend, have steered away, or I guess the word has been pivoted away from political action committee and funding and endorsing candidates. Now, that's not to say that I don't believe that that function should exist in this community. It's just under the umbrella of a chamber, we believe that it's more about promoting business and advocating for business and educating the business community and the public sector as to what's important to business, and working in a collaborative way with the public sector to get things done for business.
Okay, now the debate itself will be, they won't know what the questions
They're
are.
They're not going to know what the questions are. Okay. What we anticipate is roughly seven questions. There will be the give us your opening comments and then closing statements about yourself. We're going to give people the opportunity to have a rebuttal. So if one candidate makes a statement about another and the other wants to give a response to that, they'll have an opportunity to do that. We will not ask the questions of the candidates in the same order every time. So not any one candidate will have the first word or the last word every time. We've done this in the past, and it's worked really well. Not only will it be simulcast on KCNR 96.5 and probably available online afterwards as a podcast, but we're gonna also do our best to get some video of it as well.
Okay. Yeah. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, another business here in town. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place to go to. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday. 8:15 on the 9th of March. We'll be right back.
Wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johansson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items, from getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Maximum Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment of the show, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give her a call at 221-0441. She treats her customers as friends. What a great organization they have there.
She also had a Hank Williams Jr. at her wedding reception. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Ask her about that.
Oh, yeah. She's from Texas. Okay, I'm here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation and Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And Todd, you've got some stuff.
Yeah, we got an event coming up as well. Just a couple days after at the Sheraton Hotel, April 8th, Friday, all day, starting in the morning, we have the second annual Reading Venture Conference, which 2020 and 2021 were kind of a blur. We were right there, ready to go for 2020 when the world kind of slowed down a bit, and then we picked back up pretty quickly in Shasta County, but still didn't have events. So we have the second annual Reading Venture Conference. We had this in 2019, the first one. One company walked away with a $350,000 investment from our local Shasta Angels. One company was offered a $50,000 investment but decided to turn it down, which you give away some piece of your business when you take that money. And another company walked away with a $10,000 cash prize. So this year we have five companies pitching for $10,000. We have five local early-stage companies pitching for a $1,000 prize, which is donated by the Adventure Challenge, which is just upstairs and all around us right here, fastest-growing company in Shasta County. And then we have a keynote speaker as well, Ali Tomaseb from the Bay Area. He runs DCVC, which is a $2.5 million venture capital fund. And he wrote a book called Super Founders. So we're excited. We have a lot of content to share that day. We're going to talk about cryptocurrency, angel funding, what does that look like? And then we're going to have the pitch competition in the afternoon. So startupreading.com/venture. And Startup Reading is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Shasta EDC.
Now, we have a cryptocurrency show on now, a local show on our station. Yeah, on Sunday afternoon it goes from 2 to 3. They've got, starting from the beginning, what is cryptocurrency, and they tried to explain all the ramifications of it to me, and I just didn't have enough time. I mean, this is people are getting paid in Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin
Antonio Brown got paid in Bitcoin before he got cut from the Buccaneers.
When you strip yeah, during the middle of the game. Now that's going to happen on April 8th. Now April 6th is going to be, somebody said, when and where. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel.
That's right. It'll be at the Sheraton Hotel. And I believe what we've got right now is a 5 to 5:30 social time to meet and greet the candidates and also encourage members of local media to be there and interview people. And then from, I'm going to say that it's things will be wrapped up by 8 o'clock that night. So
okay.
It's the evening. Just show up after 5. You'll be there.
It's getting to know the candidates. And we've had all the candidates on. We'll have them on several times,
You know,
of course.
One,
but this is,
getting them together for that debate where you're watching them all.
And this is
something that's good.
It is. It's a great way to hear for yourself. I mean, national politics, state politics, it's tough to get to know the candidates on the local level. You could reach out to them and ask them if they'd like to go out to coffee with you, and they probably would do it. And you can learn about where they stand on things that are important to you. What I forgot to mention before is that after these forums, we're going to follow up with a survey again to the members of the chamber, and we're going to ask them to score the candidates. How do you think they did against these issues of greatest importance to you on a scale of 1 to 10? And we're going to get point averages on these candidates. It doesn't determine a position from the chamber's board on these candidates. We're not going to endorse them or fund them, but it'll give you food for thought as a voter as to how they stand, as this one little snapshot. This is what the chamber membership that responded to the survey, and this is what they think at this time.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just have a couple of different questions. Jake, is this going to be a forum or a debate?
Well, Terry, it's a good question. I would say that it's probably a little bit of a blend of both. We are going to keep the questions under wraps until that evening. We're going to give the candidates an opportunity to say whatever they'd like in the time allotment they have for each of the answers. And then if they would like to say something that positions them obviously in better stead than their competition, then they're welcome to do that. And if they choose to use their time to ask a question of one of the other candidates, then that will happen, and we'll give the others participating the opportunity to respond to that during their time of rebuttal. So I would say that we call it a forum. It's got structure, but we're going to allow those folks that are participating to use their time as they see fit, if that makes sense.
Now, the second question is, now you were talking about, is this first debate/forum going to be on District 1, and then you're going to do subsequent events like this?
What we're planning, because of the number, well, see, here's the thing, is the filing deadline is later this week.
March 11th, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to find out who has decided to follow through and go through the filing and register. Then we'll know how many people we're dealing with. I've been told as many as 5 folks are considering running in District 5. So we thought rather than having 8 people up there and try to do one supervisor forum, we would split them out by district and have a separate forum for District 5.
I think, but your question,
you can give more time.
One for one, another one for 5.
Yeah, and then when it comes to the others, like the other races that we're looking at right now would be sheriff, district attorney, and the superintendent of Shasta County.
The superintendent.
Yeah, with those, we have not in the past had forums that specifically zero in on them. But what I thought we would do for certain is do a virtual voters guide where we bring in the sheriff, Mike Johnson, and then whoever else is going to run, right? And ask them the same questions, time their answers, and then publish those so people will hear what they think about the questions that we ask. Doing a separate forum for each of those, we were thinking that might be, we might leave that to another entity.
Jake, is the public invited to this, and do you have room for that, or how's that structure going to work?
Well, Carl asked me that off air, and I'm saying that we may, if we have to challenge the fire marshal that night, we will. It would be a great thing to see people turn out in large numbers. Yes, the public is invited. There is no cost to attend. We're encouraging anyone and everyone to be there. And we're also saying all the campaign folks themselves to show up wearing their colors. We'll have tables set up for each of the candidates to have their information out and signs and bumper stickers and T-shirts, whatever it might be.
And then my last question is, when we did debates, the last one we did was with when Kylie and Ryan Daly, who's now our senator, ran for state senate. One thing we did in the debate is we allowed the candidates to ask each other, they had 2 questions that they could use to ask their opponent a certain question. And it really sort of gets, there's not too many platitudes in that one. There's not a lot of dancing, but I think it's a cool idea when you have the candidates, they're given the opportunity to ask a question and the other candidate candidate or candidates to respond to it.
Yeah, I think that we're striving for getting beyond the, giving them softball questions where they can say, yeah, I'm in favor of public safety and the economy and all this stuff, but it doesn't really tell you much.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yep,
thanks, Gary, for the phone call. Todd, I've wanted to call you Troy for some reason.
That's my brother's name, so you know,
it really?
It's okay.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Four T's. There's four. We all start with the T's. It's good for very complicated.
Well, my brother's family, it's all the kids are.
My baby brother, trigonometry.
How
did they come up with that? That's crazy.
Anyway. Good. That's just taking enough time. I have to take a break.
There you go.
This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2. Area Agency on Aging announces a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Now, this is a free program paid for by your tax funds, but it comes out of the California Department of Aging. It's to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults or people with disabilities. That's what takes people out of their homes. They fall, they break a hip, and they end up never going back to their home. So if you qualify for this, then somebody will come into your home, they'll take a look at it, and then they will offer to put in railings, grab bars, other things to help make your home a safer place for you. Give them a call. That's PSA2 Area Agency. A phone call at 842-1687. We'll be right back, 8:30 in the morning.
Sunflower, good morning. You should do make it like a sunny day. Sunflower, bear warning. I'm gonna love you if you come my way.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. How do you know when to turn up my microphone?
Mike.
Jared?
I just look at you. You can see when you're looking at other people talking, and then you look down, and then I turn your microphone.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Jared. Okay, 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were in here yesterday. You know what? They have this new CAT scan that helps pick up lung cancer much earlier than regular x-rays. It can save people's lives. One of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center has, besides the fact of the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, and an A rating from the LeapFrog organization that rates hospitals throughout the United States with an A to F grade. Wouldn't you rather go to a place with an A grade than a D grade? Why don't you check that out? That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the president of the Economic Development Corporation, and Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And Todd, you've got some stats here. I'll get you in a minute, Nick.
Yeah, so, excuse me. So a couple months ago, I think it was towards the end of January now, which seems like yesterday, but it was over a month ago, the Center for Economic Development out of Chico State did their economic forecast conference, and we had a great economist who a lot of us have heard in the region, Dr. Robert Eiler, speak about regional recovery and what's been going on over the last 2 years. And Shasta County is far and away winning the battle right now. We're winning. And the most exciting fact for me, the stat that was there, is net new job growth from December 2019 to December 2021, the Reading MSA, which covers Anderson, Shasta Lake, all the surrounding areas of Reading. That's how we're scored for economic data. Shasta County, the Reading MSA, was the only MSA in the entire state of California to have net new job growth. We added jobs from where we were in December 2019 to December 2021. Every single other MSA in the entire state was big negatives, very big negatives. So that was really exciting. And you look at it, and I talked to the governor's office. I talked to people with his staff every week, and I was talking to one of them a few weeks ago, and they said, well, you know, tell us what you did. Like, how did you do this? And I said, well, first of all,
I tell you what,
we didn't shut down for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
you tell them, we didn't shut down, but did you also tell them that we don't have Democrats running our government up here?
Well, I didn't get into that. I have a good working relationship with them. But, you know, and I said, first of all, that's one thing. We have good people in leadership that are allowing businesses to move forward. You know, no businesses were shut down in Shasta County over the last couple of years. So that was number one, first of all. And then the second thing is really collaboration. I mean, I'm sitting here with Jake, who I talk with every day, and all the other groups in town, the Shasta College, EDD, Smart Business Resource Center, Smart Workforce Center. Their sign still says business, but Smart Workforce Center. And we're all talking every week as well about, you know, what are the challenges? How can we overcome this? And we're all on the same page. And I think, you know, collaboration is a hard thing to measure, but it's really easy to see the results of how we've been able to work together over the last few years to get things accomplished and get things done and, you know, help move our and you know, it's not to say that businesses haven't been struggling as well.
No,
there have been a fair of them. But if you look at the numbers, a lot of industries grew, and a lot of industries had their best years ever the last 2 years.
Well, the one thing that you have that this damn country should get a hold of is collaboration and working together, even if you don't agree on everything. We are the greatest nation in the world, but yet we're siloing ourselves, and this shows what happens when you work together. I mean, here we are up in Shasta County, right? Nick, good morning. Where's Nick? Oh, come on.
Oh, he hung up.
Come on, Nick. I said I was kidding. Come on, Nick, because Oh, last time I had him on hold for 15 minutes, he says, I don't remember that. Nick, call back, and I promise to put you through right then. Okay, let's move on then. The amount of jobs. But yet businesses are still having problems finding people to work. What's going on?
I mean, so people's the big thing. And, I'm a big optimist. I'm always talking about the great things that are happening, especially when I'm traveling throughout the country talking about opportunities to grow in Shasta County, whether that's a business or a new airline or destination for us. But I know we have our challenges as well. And I think one of the most striking things for me is that we have 10,000 fewer people in our workforce today than we did in 2008 before the crash happened. We have 10,000 fewer people. So, you know, there is an issue with talent and having subject matter experts.
Say that one more time.
We have 10,000 fewer people in our workforce.
In the workforce.
Than we did in 2008. Right now we have about 74,000 people in Shasta County's workforce. In 2008, we had about 84,000 people. So it's not just about skills and training and education. It quite literally comes down to the amount of people we have active in our workforce right now. And there's a lot of people that are the invisible workforce and folks that are falling off those data points. But it's a real thing. We need more people to come to Shasta County. We are slowly growing that population, but we need more people in the workforce.
Well, but we're seeing that in the United States, where there's more people out of the workforce than there's ever been in history.
Yeah, we're not unique. I mean, all over the country it's happening. And fortunately, like I said, we were able to add new jobs over the last 2 years, but it's still a big problem. And one of the things the EDC is going to focus on moving forward, in addition to everything that we're currently doing, is really more of a talent attraction campaign and doing a lot more branding for why Shasta County is a great place to live. With Jake and what he's doing and Danny at Visit Reading, you know, we're all working together. So we're getting eyes on Shasta County. We're getting eyes on the region. People are saying, hey, it's a great place to come vacation. There's a lot of great things to do. But then we want to kind of hook them and say, hey, it's a great place to live. We have new homes being built right now. We have great schools. We have a great quality of life. Jake's podcast is great at the end of it. What does it say? I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, it's
I don't need a ride. Send me bullets.
Reading, California. No. It's that. I need more ammunition. Our ammunition is our quality of life here for sure. But we always say Reading, California, the sunniest city in California. And remember, we get to live where other people vacation.
And it's the thing, because if you talk to the hospitals, they've always had a problem, but, you know, how can we as the EDC, in addition to what we're already doing, help solve that challenge so we can provide them more content and, you know, put out videos and stories and get in the New York Times and San Francisco Chronicle and all these places to share our story, because a lot of us are doing it in pieces, but we need a real coordinated effort, and we're going to continue to add value to that conversation.
Yeah, well, the LA Times puts... We have a number of stories from LA Times and
we're going to put out the good stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. In fact, LA Times called me the other day, and she must have been working on a story because I didn't call her back right away. When I did, I left a message, say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, but we were busy burning crosses in front of mosque and chasing people of color down the street with horses.
Yeah. I've been talking with some elected officials recently, and, you know, we have so many good things going on that a lot of the noise, you know, kind of takes a lot of
coverage.
When I
do talk to reporters,
so much good stuff.
I said, you guys are concentrating on a very small portion of what really we are here in the North State, and I talk about that. Schools, you know, our education, our health services, where we live, what a giving community we are up here. We've got to get that across, which you all are trying to do, and we try to do that also. But, okay, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you had...
Oh, I do have something. Yeah. I have something I'd love to spend some time talking about, and I don't know if it's now or after a break, but I want to talk about... The state of the economy, the American Rescue Plan Act funds, our recent business confidence survey results that I just got via email. We haven't even released them yet.
Yeah.
They give us some great insights into what Todd alluded to, which is businesses are doing great, but then there are others that are not, and we can't forget about them.
I'm going to take an early break, and we'll come back and let's discuss that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. A great place to get your hair cut. Super people, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, so you don't have to wait in line, even though I like to sit down afterwards and listen to what's going on in there. And it's a good place to hide. 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. I know
good magazines as well.
Yeah, great magazines. And and you could go, Jake. You probably wouldn't be charged as much, but they do have a finder's fee for,
yeah,
you know, for the hair.
When I go, so could I just donate to Locks of Love? And they're like, no, it's not shavings of love.
Nubs.
So,
it's nubs of love. Nubs of love.
So some people use their head for thinking, others use it for growing hair.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Calling all country music fans, come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-WIN.
A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, Trish will be with me tomorrow. We have Simpson University and a couple other surprises from 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Today, the 9th of March, 8:48 in the morning, we're up to 56 degrees. We've been hopping up here. It's going to be pretty much a beautiful day. Hopefully, we'll get rain later on this week. Yeah. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a great company in Anderson here in Shasta County. Jake Mangus, CEO of of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Todd Jones, who is the president and CEO of Economic Development Corporation. I'm getting a lot of stats and things like this. Okay, it's yours.
So hey, where's Greeters tomorrow, by the way? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, no, you're throwing that at me right now.
I know where it's at.
Okay,
it's at the Reading Library.
With Shasta.
That's
right.
Okay.
Library Foundation.
Are the police going to come through and sweep it first so people can get in?
That is one of the big issues that we face in this country and in the West Coast, that's for sure. And it's here in Reading as well. People who are out there unsheltered for whatever reason. And that's the thing, is there are so many different reasons for that. So we have heard of the law enforcement efforts to add bike teams and more
hiring nine more officers.
We've got the Good News Rescue Mission met with the city recently about what they could do to help. We know we've got people like Hill Country Clinic and everything. Health and Human Services at the county has been under the microscope and will continue to be here in the near future to see if there are some opportunities for efficiency gains and that type of thing. But we know it is a complex challenge that needs that comprehensive approach. We see what's happening in Chico with pallet shelters galore and plowing over.
Pallet shelters tomorrow are getting delivered to the Shasta Village Exchange.
Yep. So we know that we don't want to be in the same situation that Chico has found itself in. I would imagine, you know, this is probably a little spoiler alert, but when we get to the supervisor forum, you're going to hear a question related to this topic, and not just the way that I answered, which was in kind of more generalities, but some specific.
We need
concept.
Some specifics.
And actually, we gave ourselves a nice segue into the American Rescue Plan Act, because a lot of these positions, the firefighter positions, the police positions, they are going to be funded by this American Rescue Plan Act money coming from the U.S. Treasury Department into our county. We've got the County of Shasta with about $35 million that it's receiving, the City of Reading close to $19 million, and then lesser amounts but still significant in Anderson, Shasta Lake, and also our local tribes receiving money as well. So it's been really great to see the investment in infrastructure that's being proposed, getting serious about economic development and resourcing Todd Jones at the EDC to do what he is doing so well. We're putting fuel in the tank there, jet fuel, which is great. One of the ways that these funds are supposed to be used is to provide immediate stabilization economically for individuals, households, and businesses. And there's been this misconception, in my opinion, in the opinion of the chamber, that because if you look at the big picture of Shasta County, our sales tax is up, our hotel tax is up, property tax is up, unemployment rate is down close to pre-pandemic levels. So it seems like everything must be all good in the economy, but that would be false because there is a lower leg to the K in the K-shaped recovery. So when we asked our audience recently through our business confidence survey in partnership with Golden Valley Bank, what do they think about the state of their business? Do they need financial assistance still as a result of the ongoing adverse impacts of COVID? And the response told us that there's still an issue because 25% of those that responded said they still are affected negatively by COVID. And what industry do you represent? Those that answered yes. And it's nonprofits and entertainment and hospitality to an extent, but it's mostly restaurants, retail, and service sector, personal services in particular. And you wonder why. Well, now, of course, grabbing the headlines, inflation, big time issues, workforce, supply chain challenges. We're seeing this rear its ugly head locally. Consumers presumably will have less disposable income paying $6 a gallon for gas. Will that look like a bargain in a couple of weeks? Remains to be seen. But we're kind of right now the voice of one crying out in the wilderness to the elected officials saying, don't forget about these businesses. You don't have to give the lion's share of the funds to businesses' immediate need assistance, but we think that some of this needs to go to help business. And I'm going to say this for anyone that might be listening. This is way less about who facilitates a grant program. So does the chamber have to be chosen to select, you know, to run a program? No. What's most important to us is that some of these funds get allocated to help businesses today, because I know that we're going to have more business loss if that's not the case.
Do you know anything about the 2022 Upstate California Tourism Summit?
Yeah, I do. Our relationship with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association and the Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, which represents hoteliers in Redding that pay into a tourism and marketing business improvement district, they've been putting on, the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association has done a tourism summit for many years, and that's a regional association, right? So they represent 9-11 counties in the North State. And so we will be participating as well as Visit Redding underneath the Chamber's umbrella. It is a great opportunity to meet others in the industry and also get an update on the state of that important industry for our region. So I think that's on April 5th, I believe.
It is April 5th.
Yeah.
From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
At the Red Lion.
At the Red Lion Hotel. Yeah. But before that, you can get a complimentary morning tour of Lake Shasta Caverns.
Nice.
The ones who make it through there will come back.
So the Miles Partnership will present a California Digital Optimization Program at this year's summit. The Chamber and Visit Redding is partnering with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association on this. It's something that we have done in the past in a general sense with getting your business on the map with Google. But this one's focused on not only Google, but Yelp and TripAdvisor as well. So if we can be found as tourism entities, hoteliers and other destinations like a Shasta Caverns, that's going to be good for us. So, yeah, it is a really well-done event.
Can we go back to the survey for a minute? We got like 4 minutes left. Businesses, we did have businesses damaged.
We did.
Here in this town. In our area here, not only Redding, but Anderson and Shasta County. Can you give some examples of that?
Well, I will give examples of those that I'm hearing that are hurting right now, because that's top of mind for me, is that we work with a local CPA who represents many different businesses and sees balance sheets and profit and loss statements. They're talking about this restaurant industry in particular, where they're seeing the profit and loss really flip, where they were having a modest positive bottom line, and because of the rising costs of food and workforce, they've not been able to raise their prices at the same clip.
At the same rate,
yeah.
And then add on to that the price of gas that just went crazy.
So it's turned negative for them. And then you've got the small jeweler. That I went in and saw them and said, "How's business?" And they said, "Well, we're still selling rings and blah, blah, blah. People are still getting married and engaged and so on." But a good percentage of our business is replacing watch batteries, and we can't source the watch batteries. So we haven't been able to have that part of our business be successful. So they've been hurt as a result. Then the other one I thought was interesting was traveling physicians. They're in such high demand at the hospitals, and they're commanding such high hourly rates, mostly due to COVID and so on. Local physical therapy office said, you know, we were paying them $67 an hour for them to come to our office and take care of our patients. Now that's $80 an hour for them to even, you know, give us a sniff. And we only get reimbursed $82 an hour from our insurance billing. So it's not penciling out for us. We're taking an economic injury disaster loan right now from the SBDC, SBA, to bridge us to the point where we hope to get an employee retention credit that may come in the late summer or early fall with the backlog the IRS is experiencing. So a lot of stuff like that you wouldn't expect.
Applying for those programs that you rate, and they're saying 6 months, maybe. So...
Yeah, I hear stories that some, because we had Joe Rodola the other day visiting with him on the podcast, and he was saying that he does know of a business that has received a check in Shasta County for the employee retention credit, but they were quick in getting that in right away. So
we'll see.
It's a big backlog now. Okay. Todd Jones has been a wonderful ally and friend and colleague. He is on my board, but I say this genuinely, that it's so exciting to be able to work alongside he and others in the community as we're working together. And this, you know, kind of feel like it's Todd, our generation, our time.
Todd, right now. I got like a minute and a half.
Sure.
Big businesses coming in or looking at us?
There's a few in the pipeline, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. Hopefully this year. I feel like I've been saying that for about a year now, but stay tuned.
No, between you and Tony.
Tony.
Y'all have been saying that for like 12 years, and I used to just take great pleasure in beating you up about Stillwater, but it has finally all the work that you all have done. You're seeing it come to fruition.
Yeah, Stillwater's basically sold out. We got a couple people we're talking to about some smaller lots now. Yeah. But what I'm most excited about are the businesses that are in Shasta County that are expanding into Stillwater and growing, because that's really
Pace Engineering
exciting. Yeah, Pace Engineering is the doors are open. Moss Energy Works, Beneficial Insectory, a lot of other ones that are coming in. So that's the really exciting stuff, because 80% of new jobs come from existing businesses in your community. So we want to help them grow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with me here today, gentlemen. This whole hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who believes in letting our public know what's going on in our business. So big shout out to them and thank them for this. Thanks a lot for being here. I can't wait every month to hear what the latest is going to be. And when you get in here next month, we'll have had the forum debate.
Yep,
by that time.
And from Market Street to Stillwater, we're going to have some great news to share in the coming months about wins for Reading, and that's going to be exciting to be a part of that.
All right, everybody. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark joins me, Simpson University, and much more. Have a great day. And you know what? Here's my saying for the day. I don't need a ride.